Okay, welcome to Larry Reedy's America. We are at Hothead Burrito in Lakeville, and Chaz Kaiser and I are, this is my first time here. He goes here as a regular customer, this is kind of like, now, by the way, welcome, Chaz, to the podcast. This is kind of like going to a Subway. It's a Mexican restaurant, and you make your own bowl or your own burrito. And Chaz, you're more familiar with this. How did you make your burrito?
Thanks, Larry, for having me. I'll come here about twice a week, and I usually get the same thing because I found something I really like. I get what they call a spicy steak burrito with black beans and brown rice. It's pretty big, kind of hard to handle, so they also make bowls, which are a little easier to eat and a little easier to handle.
That's what I'm eating right now, and it's big. And refresh my memory, what did Al put on this?
You had pretty close to the same as what I got.
Okay.
Except you got guacamole and some jalapenos, and but with also with the brown rice, black beans, spicy steak, and the white cheese. And what really makes it good is they have a Southwest Ranch sauce. That's really good. Not too hot, but really flavorful.
This is excellent. For me, I really love refried beans. They're not available here, but the black beans are good. And it's very fresh, and it's really kind of nice. I don't know how to compare this to what I've done eating this, which I'm eating while I'm talking, but I don't know how to really compare this to Toro's in town or the food truck to go. What is it, to go food truck? I mean, I think that's great.
Yeah, the food truck is really good. It's a little more authentic Mexican. This is a little bit more Tex-Mex.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of fits our palate a little bit better. As far as compared to Toro, I would compare it as more of a fast food Toro. I think the quality here is really good. I think it's on par with Chipotle. I don't know that everything is organic like Chipotle, but
Chipotle was organic.
Yeah, they really try to make their food good. But these guys, I think everything is fresh, and I think very tasty. I'll eat here at least twice a week.
I presume this is also a national chain, like Chipotle.
Yes, it is. The guy who owns this, I think he's partnered with three different ones. This is the one that's obviously close to here, and the other ones I believe are more up north, like towards Connersville or Richmond.
Well, I mean, this is really good. And I guess you know, it's got a little bit of everything that anybody would want, and the idea of being able to customize your own bowl or your, and basically it's the same stuff goes in the bowl, goes in the burrito.
Yes, pretty close.
I don't think the bowl is saving me that many calories, but
I guarantee you it will.
I mean,
it's quite the exclusive group of friends that he brings out to Hotheads, all right? So you're one of the important ones. So.
You're important too. Yeah. You're on a podcast right now.
We're podcasting.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's really funny.
So, remind me when we leave here, I'll give him a card.
Sure, that was the owner.
Oh, it
was. Yeah.
Here. I'll pull a card out and give it to him so he can listen to it. You know, by the way, I was talking to you about Seth.
Yes.
Seth Shields. In less than 5 days, number one as far as podcasts go. It was Lance and Rhonda Green with, you know, captive audience of Nate Toll and I. And it took them months to get where they're at. And he surpassed them in 5 days.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. So, anyhow, I really like this food. And this is something that Nancy might be able to handle because she could have all the spicy stuff on. And she loves black beans and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I think they have very good food. I really do. I think it's one of the healthier meals I eat during the week.
Well, you know what? At my age, I don't really give a shit what I eat. Because I don't think it's going to kill me. Something's going to kill me, but it's not going to be eaten.
You can't get out alive, and you've been around a long time.
But I really like this. It's good. So, this is, in fact, I'm gonna air this one first. I've got about four podcasts. I did a little introduction of what this is gonna be. I think it's 13 minutes long. I put that on this morning. I'll probably put this out on Saturday to see what kind of reception we get. And I got some other ones that we just did, like last night and one Monday. And then next week I'm gonna do a couple. But I'm just gonna put them in occasionally and see what the reaction is. Quite good.
I think so.
So, explain to me again your regimentation as far as eating lunches. Do you have Monday through Friday a place all the time that you're going?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much. It doesn't change a whole lot. It's kind of like, though, if I ever pissed off the mafia, I would be an easy hit because I hit the same restaurants the same days. But usually Mondays I go to Junior's, and Tuesdays I come to Hot Heads. Wednesdays is kind of an open day, sometimes Junior's, sometimes something else. Thursday is Hot Heads again, and then Friday is Toro. And then I treat myself on Saturday typically and go have French fries at Wendy's.
Yeah. The well, you know, it's kind of hard. I mean, you know, you're single, and I guess you don't see Linda that much during the week, do you?
Well, once in a while she'll come out if there's something to do or something going on. She's open to do that, and I usually take her to lunch when she comes out.
Well, do you cook anything yourself? I mean, or are you just an
silly boy?
I mean,
does microwave count as cooking?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, while we're, this food is delicious. I really like it. While we're talking, and I mentioned this on other podcasts, but, you know, I really like pizza, always have. And I didn't have like a frozen pizza for maybe 5 years. And I thought, damn, they sell so many of these. And so I got on YouTube to find out what pizza they recommend. But while I was there, I watched this guy use this little appliance called Pizzazz Plus. I thought, this thing's idiot-proof, man. So I bought one through Amazon, and I'm telling you what, it makes the perfect pizza. It makes them taste like restaurant pizzas, because it's idiot-proof. If you, like, I put a Screaming Sicilian on there, put it on for 15 minutes, the pepperoni came out perfect, but now, when I put the Supreme on, when the dinger went off, it's a device with a burner on top. It's all electric, and a burner on the bottom. So 15 minutes, the crust was perfect. But on the Supreme, with the extra ingredients, what I did, I put it back on. I took it off and put it on upper burner only for another 4 minutes, then came out perfect. And it's the same, like if you got a rising crust, you might have to use the lower burner 4 minutes or 5 minutes more than the upper burner. But it comes out great. And one of the best is Tombstone. And it's a journey, they're all pretty good. And the thing is, if Nancy and I want a pizza, go to Mass on Saturday, go home, I got a choice of ordering a pizza, picking it up after church at about 6:30, taking it home, then we have to sit down and eat right away. Or go home, have a drink before we eat, relax, go in, pick it up. Again, 45-minute round-trip flip. Here, go home. We got a commercial oven. There's no burning up the damn kitchen. You take this little revolving tray, put it on my pizza's ass. It does take up any room. Put the frozen pizza on it, click it to 15 minutes or some if it's, you know, a little more. Put it on, walk away from it, go check it. Goes off 15 minutes, we're ready to eat. And no fuss, no muss. So, I don't think I would ever, ever eat frozen pizza, but I'm at the point now, it makes a lot of sense. And it's not a forever thing, but you know, like we have company or something, we'll order pizza out. But it's so damn simple and convenient. And like Chris Gilman told me one time, he said, well, you know, it's like everything else in the frozen food department. Over the years, they have to keep making them better to compete. So.
They do if they want to keep selling their product.
All right.
They do.
We have 7 great grandkids, but Larry and Gina have 6 grandkids. Each have 3. So I sent a pizza ass to his daughter Caroline, daughter Jill, because they each have 3 kids. They use it for everything. I mean, they put like anything frozen. They put chicken strips on it. They make grilled cheese on it. They just use it. And the funny thing is, it's this nonstick revolving tray. When you get done, there's nothing on it. I throw a little soap on it, rinse it off, dry it, and put it away. It's done. By the time I do that, it's about a 3-minute cleanup before I put it back in a cupboard. So it's pretty cool.
Do you have an air fryer?
Oh, we have an air fryer, sure.
I'm thinking about buying one. Bedbug wants one pretty bad.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, the thing that Nancy doesn't use it all that much, but she uses it for geta, sweet potato fries. She's made bacon. Bacon comes out great. Bacon comes out great. And because, you know, but then, say, I'll make breakfast sandwiches. I'll make a dozen at a time on the grill. And I'll just get a pork sausage. Bacon. Oh, the bologna. That's griddle inside. That's, but anyway, I am really pleasantly surprised by this place here. And
Southwest sauce is pretty good, isn't it?
It's damn good. I mean, everything's good. I'm just, you know, thinking about fast food Mexican has never, you know, this has been here, what, 3 years?
Something like that.
Never even given a thought to come in here.
Yeah, a lot of people don't. And,
I mean, it's a shame, because this stuff is really good.
I think it's very good.
I mean,
it's very good.
No, I've got everything hot in here, including the jalapenos, and I don't think there's a whole lot of bite to it, but I didn't get the real hot sauce, and it does, this ranch dressing doesn't take away from the flavor of the food.
No, adds a lot.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, if you use the super hot sauce on wings, like Randy's Roadhouse, I love their wings. There's mixed grill especially. But if you put the real, real hot sauce on it, it just takes away the flavor. But I tell you, we've been on here about 15 minutes, and I just decided when I started to do this that we would keep it at, you know, 15 to 20 minutes most. So I think we'll just cut it off. And anyone in the Batesville area, if you haven't tried Hothead Burrito, and I know we got two other good Mexican places, but I'll tell you, where you can customize your food, it's easy, it's good, you can make it as healthy as you want. And again, I'm not really into healthy stuff because it's, shit, I'll be in diapers in a couple of years, so who knows. So anyway, I want to thank everybody for listening, and God bless you. God bless the United States of America, and I'll talk to you on the next podcast.
Bon appetit.